The third power is the power of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the energy of being aware of what is happening in the present moment. When we have the energy of mindfulness in us, we are fully present, we are fully alive, and we live deeply every moment of our daily life. Whether you are cooking, or washing, or cleaning, or sitting, or eating, it is a time for you to generate the energy of mindfulness. And the energy of mindfulness helps you know what you should do and what you should not do. It helps you avoid difficulties and mistakes. It protects you and shines light on all your daily activities. Mindfulness is the capacity to recognize things as they are. When you are mindful, you recognize what is going on, what is happening in the here and now. With mindfulness, we do not have to regret the way we have lived. Mindfulness helps us see and be in touch with our loved ones. It is the energy that allows us to come back to ourselves, to be alive and truly happy. The power of concentration. Mindfulness brings about the fourth power, the power of concentration. When you drink your tea, just drink your tea. Enjoy drinking your tea. Please don't drink your suffering, your despair, your projects. This is very important. Otherwise, you can't nourish yourself. There are things that you have seen but not very clearly. You can use the power of concentration to experience a breakthrough and see deeply the nature of what is there. Perhaps you have some difficulty, depression, fear, or despair, and you want to look deeply into the nature of your affliction to be able to transform it. To do this, you need a lot of concentration on the nature of impermanence, non-self, and interbeing can help us realize great breakthroughs that will bring us the fifth kind of power, insight. The power of insight. Inside the fifth power is a sword that painlessly cuts through all kinds of suffering, including fear, despair, anger, and discrimination. If you are using your powers of concentration, insight allows you to fully see what you are concentration on. Concentration on impermanence and non-self leads to the inside of impermanence and non-self. Impermanence is not an idea, not a notion, but an insight. Many of us try desperately to hold on to some notion of stability or permanence. We become anxious when we hear the teaching of impermanence. But impermanence is not just negative. Impermanence can be very positive. When the Buddha spoke about impermanence, he was speaking of insight. He was not being pessimistic, but only reminding us that life is precious, that we have to treasure every moment of life. When we begin to touch insight, we are deeply in touch with reality, and there is no longer any fear. There is compassion. There is acceptance. There is tolerance. This is why we talk about insight as a kind of superpower. All of the first four powers lead to this fifth superpower, and with insight comes a tremendous source of happiness.